John Everett Millais was admitted to the Royal Academy of Arts at the age of 11. Pablo Picasso was an accomplished painter in his teenage years. Raphael had a precocious talent as an adolescent. And Paul Klee's caricatures, drawn as a child, predicted his adult mastery. And there's Norfolk's Kieran Williamson, who by the age of 14 has made a fortune from his art and won the nickname Mini Monet from his legions of fans across the world for his undeniable talent. A new documentary on BBC One, The Making of a Master, shines a light on the Williamson family who adapted their lives to accommodate the burgeoning body of work produced by their baseball-capped, gum-chewing art prodigy. Opening with home video footage of a preschool Kieran playing with his sister Billie Jo at home, his mother Michelle explains that her son has always had firm ideas about what he's wanted to do. Kieran was 6 years old when his work first came on the market in 2009, when 19 of his paintings sold for £14,000 in a sealed bid auction. 3 months later, a further 16 paintings were sold for £17,000 in just 14 minutes at Holt's Picturecraft Gallery. Annual exhibitions at the North Norfolk Gallery have seen his work increase in value year on year and change focus, with the teenager painting more figures in addition to his trademark landscapes, which often capture well-known county beauty spots. In the half-hour documentary, we follow Kieran through home tutoring sessions with his sister, led by his former primary school headteacher Beryl Knowles, accompanying him on a painting trip to Mawston Quay with artist and mentor David Curtis. See him prepare for a new exhibition and find out what art dealer Adrian Hill believes the future holds for the young artist. We also see how Team Williamson run the business, which has grown up around Kieran. Michelle is the director of her son's company, set up in 2010 by a children's solicitor and accountant. Keith buys and sells art for the company. Kieran has an impressive collection, including many paintings by his hero, Edward Seago. And even Billie Jo does her bit, packing greetings cards and selling her own lovely jewellery alongside her brother's work. At Mawston, David explains that Kieran's success is as much to do with his perseverance and work ethic as it is his talent. Adrian, who reveals that his young client has a client list of more than 11,500 people across the world, added, "Picasso was 9 years old when he had his first exhibition. I think Kieran will evolve his style and take his collectors with him." Newcomers to both the business and the art worlds, the Williamsons have had to learn everything, from keeping Kieran grounded to looking after his public affairs and growing fortune. This is a critical moment in his career as the 14-year-old begins the transition from child prodigy to adult artist. So far, Kieran hasn't had time to think about the commercial side of things. His parents, Keith and Michelle, act as his agent, manage his money, which is held in trust, and even help choose the paintings for the exhibition, says Martin. They are already planning for the next stage in Kieran's career. Next year, they're releasing a new book charting his work and influences. And when he reaches 18, he'll take financial control of his own business, with his parents carrying on as directors. But for now, his focus is painting. We find out the often bizarre offers and requests that the Williamsons are bombarded with. Samsung wanted him to climb a mountain and hold up one of their pieces of tech. Gap wanted him to model in Los Angeles. Astrologers want to plot his charts to see what was in the stars the day he was born. And scientists are keen to place electrodes on his head to measure his brain activity as he paints. "It's nice that he was asked," said Keith, confirming that all the offers had been politely declined. As for the artist himself, he remains refreshingly modest. "It's the buzz of it, getting up in the morning and finding inspiration. I don't think I'll ever run out of inspiration," explains Kieran. "You lose yourself in periods of painting. I hardly ever think about where it will go or sell. It's about the moment in time. Me and Dad sometimes say, I wonder what I'd be doing if I hadn't found painting. And it's pretty hard to imagine life without it. I'm really, really happy that it's happened. I can't imagine myself without painting." Understandably proud of their son, the Williamsons, who have learnt how to professionally frame Kieran's work so they can maintain quality control, realise that he could decide he wants to stop painting at any point, and they're prepared for this to happen. Keith even has a plan B in his dreams. "I would still like him to have been a footballer." "You wouldn't," said Michelle incredulously. "Oh, I would," Keith smiles. "I would like him to play for Leeds United and hold the Premiership Cup up. That would do for me."